What, they're the last half of the fourth grade and the first half of the fifth grade. Then we were gone for a couple of years.
Up to
Dubar Pond then. We came back and I went down to the old Bates School back of the Elks Club. Mm-hmm. And I went to seventh and the eighth grade there and passed, and then I went into high school.
Who did you have at the Allman School?
Mm-mm. I don't remember the teachers there. At the Bates School I had, she was Mrs. Ames, she was Mrs. Turner later on, Addie Caldwell, Mrs. McCarthy. That's all I can remember.
Mm. What were those three like? How did they compare? How were they different from one another over at the
Well,
Bates School?
They were all quite a little bit alike. They were very quite strict of to get your lessons. They want you to get good lessons. They didn't want any fooling.
Addie Caldwell was quite a character.
She was. The moment when you got through her class, you knew your subject.
Do you remember any incidences about her?
No, I don't remember any at all.
What kind of a looking woman was she at that time?
Quite a large woman. Quite nice looking. Kind of stern looking in a way.
Did she have any trouble? You remember any trouble she had with the class?
No, I don't remember. Mrs. Ames was, Mrs. Turner was, she was slimmer. Fairly tall. And Mrs. McCarthy was, just medium, as I remember.
Was Miss Caldwell the sternest of them all? Or?
In a way, I think perhaps she was.
Do you remember anything she'd say to the class, or say to the students?
No, I don't remember.
Who were your teachers in high school?
Oh, now that's... I had a Miss Hewitt, right at the moment I can't think of.
What did they teach over at the big school?
This the regular subjects, history, arithmetic, and English, and geography, and all those things.
Were the subjects in high school different from what they were at the Bates School?
Oh yes, that was high school. That was... Oh yes, they were different because we took chemistry and physics and geometry and all that, you see.
Mm-hmm. Well, where did you like the best? The two schools in Duane or one of the Malone schools?
Well, of course, I was so young up in Duane, but... Of course, I enjoyed it down here more because it was more advanced.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy living in a village like Malone or in a place like Duane?
No, in the village. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
What didn't you like about living up in Duane or at Dubar Pond?
Well, we were so far away from a village, you see. We wanted to go to Malone. It was so far to go. That way. But I suppose at that time, at that age, why, I didn't mind too much because, well, I didn't know anything different, you see. Didn't know about living in the village, not when I lived up there.
Mm-hmm. You had 4 years of high school?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your training class. Mm-hmm. And I taught school.
Do you remember high school as pleasant?
Yes, a little hard work.
Yeah. Did they have things like chorus and band and sports events in those days?
Oh, yes, they had some. I wasn't in them because I couldn't sing and like that. I wasn't in those, but oh, yes, they had. To a certain extent, of course, we didn't have the equipment nor the stuff to work with that they have now. Not anywhere near. I went to school in the old high school, the old square building there.
Mm-hmm. What time did it start in the morning?
Just 9 o'clock, as I remember.
Mm-hmm. And let out at what time in the afternoon?
I don't remember, it was 3 or 4. I wouldn't be surprised if it was 4 o'clock, maybe.
Mm-hmm. What did you do first thing in the morning when you went there? Was there a
I guess we had assembly. I think we had, like, assembly. Uh-huh. I just remember that was quite a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. I graduated in 1914, so that was back a few years ago.
What was Malone like in those days?
Oh, horse and buggy, good share of it. They were beginning to have automobiles then, quite a few. Mm-hmm. Could hardly make, that hill there by the high school.
Academy
Hill. I remember some of the cars couldn't make that in high.
Mm-hmm. What happened to Malone in the winter, in the village in the winter? Was it just about as bad as living in the country, or was it better?
Oh, no, they kept the streets plowed out pretty well. But, of course, we didn't have any automobile, so we had a horse and cutter, travel around that way.
What were your feelings when you went on to training class? Were you homesick?
Oh, I took it right here in high school.
Oh, there was one here in high
school. Yes, right here, Mrs. Why? McCarthy. Mary McCarthy, I think it was, that taught it. Yes, I took it right up at high school.
Who were some of the girls in with you in that training class?
Thelma Johnson out at Burke. She was Thelma Gillett. She was training class. It was Mary Powers. If I see the picture, you know, of the group, I could tell you who some of them are, but to tell you right now, I don't just not thinking about it ahead of time. You see, think who some of them might be. It was a Roy's girl, Beatrice Roy's. I don't know whether she went that same year or not. And it was Grace Young that taught about that time.
What did they teach you in training class?
Well, different subjects, and then how to teach and how to convey it to the other the children.
How did they try and teach you that? How are you supposed to go about conveying it? Did they give you any little hints?
Oh, yes, at that time they did, told you. And then we had to go and practice. We went around to different schools, some of the schools, and we observed how the teacher there did, how she taught, and then we taught. We took over some of the classes at different times.
Mm-hmm. Did they teach you music at the training class?
No.
Piano or anything?
No music. Mm-hmm. No, not at any of that. No, we didn't have any music teacher or drawing teacher or anything, you know, of that sort, no. We had to teach all that ourselves. Out, of course, I taught out in the country, you see, and one-room schoolhouse. At Whippoorville, I had, I guess, somebody in all 8 grades, but some of them I had to double up. Mm-hmm. I didn't have time to teach all the subjects of all in all the grades.
In the training class, what did they tell you about discipline?
Well, I don't remember just now how they... what they told us, but to have good, you know, make the children mind.
Mm-hmm. Going back to Duane now, what would your mother fix for breakfast in the morning? Do you remember meat or cereal mainly?
I couldn't tell you now. I imagine we had eggs and something of that sort. I remember having stew some supper time, like beef stew with onions and potatoes and carrots, almost like a boiled dinner. I remember that much, but I don't remember just know all the different things we had.
Mm-hmm. What was for lunch? No. Of course, there were those pancakes.
Yes, we used to make those sometimes. Oh, I don't really remember. I can remember scrambling some eggs, but I guess that was for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Describe how those pancakes were made.
Well, the way my mother made them, for Oh, about, well, different sizes, whatever you'd want. If you wanted them 8, 9 inches across or 7 inches, whatever, and then make them kind of thin, not too thick, when they were done, and then put, we used to put maple, soft maple sugar in between and butter and stack them up and then cut them in wedges.
Were there blackberries and strawberries and blueberries growing around?
Yeah, there was berries around. You know, we used to go over towards Kempton to get blueberries. There in that 4 miles stretch there, we used to pick blueberries there. Mm-hmm. Of course, the strawberries are wild strawberries. Mostly we got that.
Did your mother bake a lot of pies?
Well, I imagine she did.
Was the canning then mainly of vegetables or berries?
Oh, I think mostly it was berries, because the vegetables we could keep down cellar, you see. Keep those for quite a while. I imagine they mostly were canned was berries.
What did you have in your garden? Was there anything different than you'd have today?
I don't think so.
Did you grow the zucchini squash, the
no,
summer
squash? No, I never knew anything about it. I never knew anything about zucchinis and when I was a child, not until late years, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did they grow squash very much in Duane?
Yeah, we had squash in the gardens.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkins?
Oh, yes, for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And corn. Oh,
did you have any popcorn?
No, we never grew popcorn that I ever remember of, no.
Sunflowers?
Yeah, we had some sunflowers, I remember. Golden glow round, different lilacs and things.
One of the sunflowers was called a golden glow round?
No, there were sunflowers, then we had golden glow. That was a different plant.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up quite tall, oh, 4 or 5 feet so, or so high with a round, yellow, golden colored blossom on it.
Hmm.
Almost like a pompon.
Mm-hmm.
This I see some around the country even now.
What was the main kind of meat?
Oh, we had pigs, so I imagine it was pork, and I guess they killed either calves or a cow. We had beef.
Mm-hmm.
I remember having sausage. Of course, you didn't buy so much at the store then is what you do now. So you have what you had to make it.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother make your own clothes?
Well, she did a good deal because her mother was a regular dressmaker. And so my mother sewed, learned from her, and then I learned from my mother and my grandmother, and so they used to sew for me, and then I sewed for my children.
Mm-hmm. Were they women who crocheted and put things on the wall, knitting, crocheting on the wall?
Well, I don't remember about that. I know after I got older, we had doilies and, a scarf and loop it up over the corner of a picture, you know, or something like that, or tie backs on the chairs of crocheted things.
In Duane, were there lots of doilies around on the furniture?
I imagine there was.
Mm-hmm. What would your mother make clothes out of? What kind of material?
Oh, in the summertime, cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wintertime, I suppose it was woolen material or outing or something like that. I really don't just remember.
What was outing like?
Well, it's a heavier cotton, kind of a little fleece to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy it now. They buy their outing pajamas and outing things for night clothes. There's outing shirts. Right? Has a little nap to it. A little heavier than plain cotton. Warmer.
Did you wear wool very often?
Not that I remember of. I suppose I might have.
What did girls wear in the winter to keep them warm?
Oh, we certainly didn't have slacks the way they have nowadays and all those things. We just wore heavy stockings, used to have home knit stockings, and heavier clothes. Of course, we wore longer dresses then than what they do now, and the coats and toques and or bonnets and mittens and things like that, scarves. And,
what were the colors in those days?
Well, I know the women themselves used to think they had to wear black or blue or brown or dark gray or something. They didn't wear the bright colors as I remember as they do now. But the children wore bright colors. I remember having red, like that.
Did women have coats?
Oh, yes. Yeah, long coats. Some of them had fur coats, that is, some of them had fur, I wouldn't say real fur, maybe they weren't, but this all more like a caracou material when it was made material, it was manufactured. It was all curly, and I guess some of them had different kinds.
What did men wear in the winter? Did they wear overalls or did they wear just a coat?
Well, they had the big heavy coats. Mm-hmm. And of course, if they worked outdoors, they had overalls and heavier pants and heavy shirts, sweaters.
Mm-hmm. Did women make a lot of their husbands' clothing?
They used to, years back. I remember my mother-in-law telling about making a lot of the things that her husband wore and her children.
You remember your mother making shirts or anything like that?
I don't remember just what she made, but I remember she sewed a lot. I suppose she did make shirts and pants and things.
Did she wash on Monday and iron on Tuesday?
I don't know whether she had a special day for different things or not.
Can you remember how she would wash in Duane?
Yes, it was on a washboard, in the tub, heat your water in the stove and the boiler, and wring them out by hand, and rinse them in another tub, hang them up.
Oh, yes. Did she use bluing?
I don't know whether it was when I was little or not, but I know afterwards she used to use bluing. When I got a little older, I remember, and I suppose she did then. Yeah, used to have a, sometimes you used to get it like on a sheet of paper to be like, and push it through the water and that made bluing. Mm. Or you get it in a bottle.
Were any clothes boiled in Duane?
Oh, your white clothes. Oh, they must always, as I remember, boiled. Put them on and boil them. Yeah. Not, of course, the colored ones, but the white ones. Oh, yes. Boil them.
What would she iron when the clothes were all dry? What garments would she iron?
Well, I suppose anything that needed it. I don't remember, just I suppose the shirts and aprons and dresses and all. You see, we didn't have any permapress then or any drip dry or anything like that in those days. Everything had to be ironed, and you didn't have a nice electric flat iron. You had to have an old, they called iron, what was it, sad irons, as they called them, and they had were made of iron, and you put them on the stove, and they'd get hot, and you took a holder and to go to the top, and you ironed.
How many pieces of clothing could you iron with, you know, one heating?
Oh, I don't think you could iron, you couldn't iron two off of much, or you'd have to go and put that one back and take another one.
Was in Duane, did you make your own soap?
I don't think my mother made her own soap. Not that I ever remember of. Mm.
Your father might have sold it in the store.
Oh, yes.
He did sell soap in the store.
Oh, I imagine that was along with the rest of the things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then after those irons, then they had where there was an extra piece would slide down over and a button would turn and that had a wooden handle on it and that kept nice and cool, you see. And then you'd iron, put it down, turn that button, leave that and take and put that cover onto another one. I can remember that. I wished I had some of those now. But,
But that was a later development.
That was later, yeah. Mm. Oh, yes.
How often did your parents make the children take baths?
Oh, I imagine when they used to have to take a bath in the wash tub, I don't suppose over once a week.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember if adults took as many baths as children?
No, I couldn't tell you that. No, I wouldn't.
Do you remember the night clothes adults used to wear? Were they pajamas or were...
No, I don't think there was any pajamas in those days. I don't think so. I think they were all nightshirts. Long nightshirts, as I remember. Long sleeves in the wintertime and shorter sleeves in the summertime. I know the children wore nightshirts.
Did you know of anyone in Duane who used candles instead of kerosene lights?
No, I don't know of anyone in particular that used candles instead of lamps, though. There might have been some, but I don't remember.
How often were children sick?
I suppose just about like they are now. Catch cold, and, but of course, in order to get a doctor, they had to get somebody from way down at Chasm Falls. You see, Dr. Harwood, he was the only doctor to go up there, unless somebody from Malone. So he had to go with a horse and buggy or horse and cutter. So I guess they used to doctor up the children themselves a lot.
Can you remember any home remedies? Like, for what would your mother use for a sore throat?
I don't know whether we gargled with salt and water or might have that. I don't remember being sick.
In the garden that your mother had, was there any part set aside for herbs?
No, she used to have flowers. She had some flowers in the garden.
What would she have?
Oh, I guess we had pansies and I don't remember just what else, but I can remember pansies. And I suppose she had other kinds of flowers.
Roses?
I don't remember any rose bushes. Could have been.
Was the lilac tree planted or did it grow there?
It was there from the time I ever remembered.
Mm-hmm. Purple or white?
No, it was a purple. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was as long back as I can ever remember. It was right there. I suppose it was planted at one time, but... It was there when I was little.
Can you remember what your mother would do for a cut on the skin?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, but she might have washed it, if it was any dirt in it, wash it out and then take a piece of cloth and you know, wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Tie it up with that. Because we didn't have any Band-Aids or any such stuff as that.
Could they do anything for a toothache besides pull it? Was there anything they would put on the tooth?
Oh, I don't remember special about it, but I don't know if there was any toothache drops or not then. Of course, when we came to Malone, well, you see, if a tooth got bad, well, we'd have it out, you see.
Do you remember using cold tea as an eye wash?
No, I don't remember. I never did. Not even now.
Were there any other little remedies, like sulfur and molasses? Or?
Oh, in the spring they used to give children, sulfur and molasses.
Did your mother give that to you?
Yes, oh yes, we had to take that too. That was for a spring tonic. I remember that.
Was there anything they took in the fall to get ready for winter?
Not that I know of, that I can think of anything special, no. Oh, if you got, I know it was when you said about a cut there. I know one time that I stepped on a nail and she took and washed out and put a piece of salt pork on to draw out the poison, if there was any in there, and wrapped it all up. And that drew out the, if there was any off the nail, you know.
How about salt pork on the chest for a cold?
I don't remember. They might have. I know I've heard them tell about putting onion, cook onions, and make a plaster of that for the chest.
That's a new one.
Onion plaster. I never used it, but I've heard them tell of it.
What was that supposed to be for, onion plaster?
Well, for congestion in the lungs and throat. Supposed to draw it out or help it.
Any other types of plasters?
Well, they used to make mustard plaster. I don't remember just how they made it, and they'd spread it on, what was it, grease and mustard, like that, and then spread it on cloth and put that on a flannel, I guess, and put that on the back or on the chest to draw out the inflammation.
Well, what was the major occupation in Duane when you were growing up there?
Oh, I guess it was farming. I imagine that was about the most.
You remember the Selkirk sawmill?
I remember where it was, yeah.
You remember seeing it there?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. How big an operation was that?
That was, as I remember, that was quite a, at that time, it was quite a thing. That was quite a business.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember seeing them draw logs through Duane down
there?
Oh,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. My father and my brothers used to draw logs. Yeah. In the winter time.
Where would they cut them?
In the woods somewhere.
Did the Haskinses work for Selkirk?
That I couldn't say. I wouldn't know.
Remember any of the names of the men who were associated with them?
No, because see, that was down towards Lake Duane, further. No. Of course, George Selkirk, he took summer boarders. They had quite a place there with summer boarders, city people. Mm-hmm. That was his summer occupation, summer work.
Was there a water wheel at the Selkirk mill?
That I couldn't, that would be, no, I never went over to the mill, you see, the mill itself. I just, I'd ride by the road. I remember where it was and where he lived and Floyd Selkirk lived and some of them.
Let's see, they lived right below the McMaster house.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a house was the big Selkirk house?
Oh, they had a big house there. There's just a little small, almost a 2x4 there, sits there now.
Frank Van Wert's camp.
Is it?
A little red camp?
Yeah, I guess so. Just sits right at the right of the road there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big house. Then across the road is where Floyd Selkirk, his son, lived. Floyd and Grace lived over on the other side. Their house is gone, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's living in the George Selkirk place. Now, that's across from where McSorley, was it McSorley, had the dogs? They used to have raised kennels there. Well, then on the other side, big house, that was George Selkirk.
That's the Glasgow's.
Do they? I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. So the Selkirk houses were they two-story?
Oh, yes. Big two-story houses.
Were they square or pointed roofed?
I imagine they were pointed. I guess about all the houses were pointed at that time. I don't think I don't remember. Mm-hmm. No, it was, they were well-to-do people, I mean, as far as what they lived up there in Duane, you know, anyone up there.
Was Duane in any way a well-to-do place?
Oh, no, not rich at all. Only DeBar Pond. That was the only, Schroeder was the only one that had really had money. Oh, the Hoosies were, well, comfortably, and Selkirks were all, you know, considered kind of well-to-do people, according to those standards at that time. Oh, that's a good thing. Some more questions.
How many acres of land did Schroeder have?
Oh. He had acres and acres and acres. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. It was a big place up there.
And what was your father's job with him?
like superintendent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He did the hiring and the firing and buying and all that. Yeah, he was his right-hand man.
What stories did he tell you about Schroeder?
Oh, I don't remember. I mean, I'd rather not try to tell anything about that.
Did you know Schroeder?
Yes, I had seen him.
Mm-hmm. What was your impression of him when you saw him?
Well, he was, of course, he was a German, and he was had money, and he was lord and master, like, you know what I mean? He was a large man. And I can shut that thing off and I'll show you a picture of his wife.
So Schroeder had high-stepping horses?
Oh, yes, he had, you know, horses that stepped right along.
Mm-hmm. How many cows did the people have there up and away in the ordinary family? One or two?
Oh, no, we used to have quite a few in the pasture. You see, our pasture went way up past your grandfather's up in there on the opposite side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we had quite a herd of cows. I don't remember, 15, 20 or maybe more.
That was rather large for the most of the people in Duane.
Yes, it was long. Didn't have the land, you see, didn't have the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what were most of the houses like? Were they mostly unpainted or were they painted?
No, I think that they were a good share of them painted.
Mm-hmm. So there was something called Duane chicken?
Yes, that was salt pork.
Yeah.
Nice crisp salt pork. They called it Duane chicken.
Do you remember much about the church? Going to services there when you were young?
Yeah, there used to be real good crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Selkirks and the Hooses and the different ones that went there, and there was real good crowds of that in Sunday service.
Who were some of the ministers? Could you remember?
No, I don't remember any of the ministers.
Was the service any different from the way it is now?
I don't know. They took up the collection and said the prayer, and he preached and. I don't know if it was much different than what they have it right now. No. Never forget the collections, of course.
Did they have a piano or an organ?
An organ. Oh, yes, had organs, the same as now. Same as they do. And different services, different ones would get up and testify, I remember.
This was always a Methodist church?
Yes, that was a Methodist.
Mm-hmm. Were there some who testified more than others?
Oh, yes. There were some that didn't say much, but others did. Others would talk more.
Schroeder gave that church, or gave some of the money for it, didn't he?
Not that I ever know of, no. No, that was over in Duane, no. No, I don't think he had anything to do with that at all. Not as far as I know. Vivian might remember who there was, I think, but I don't remember if he ever had anything to do with it.
Did he ever attend it?
No.
Mm-hmm. What did they do on Christmas?
Oh, we had a big Christmas tree. And
you always had a Christmas tree at your house?
Oh, at our house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you meant at the church. Oh, yes, we used to have a Christmas tree, and I don't remember the decorations and all, but there was decorations on it. We didn't have too many gifts, but we had a good time.
Hang up the stocking, children would?
No, I don't remember whether we ever hung up our stockings or not.
Oh.
No. Not that I remember of. But the ones at the church, those were big doings, so.
Could you describe what went on there?
Well, they had the big Christmas tree all decorated up, and they had the different children speak pieces and sing, and then they gave out presents and popcorn, stuff like that.
Did it have a Santa Claus?
Yes, I remember Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Some neighbor man.
What was New Year's like? Was there any celebration?
No, not up in Duane. Not that I remember of.
Wasn't Dwayne, weren't the men in Dwayne pretty prone to the bottle?
Oh, some of them might have, but not that I know of much that I had anything to do with.
What was special on Easter? Was there anything special?
Not if we had just a church, they might have had something special service.
Was there ham and eggs?
Oh yes, we used to have ham and eggs in the morning. Oh yes, Easter is a lot of eggs. Bacon and eggs, or ham and eggs in the morning. See how many eggs you could eat during the day. Children especially.
Do anything on the 4th of July?
Yes, we used to have celebrations sometimes. Over at Kempton, I remember one, they had a lot of fireworks right down, right below this mill, right on the there, and they had quite a lot of fireworks and firecrackers and things.
Do you remember? You must remember the Fox Farm, a place they call the Fox Farm.
That was up at McCollum's.
Also, there was one there at Kempton. It's just on the gorge.
Yes, I think I do remember way back. I didn't know much about that Fox Farm, though. Well, wasn't that later? Was that the one that
Reynolds and Briggs?
Well, they might have. Yeah, they bought DeBar Pond afterwards. Reynolds and Briggs did. Mm-hmm. I guess they did have a Fox Farm in there, but I didn't know anything about that, though. Who? Hogle?
Wheeler.
Hogle had one in McCollum's.
That's up at McCollum's. That was Vivian would tell you all about that because that's where she and her husband worked.
I see. Mm-hmm. How many men did Schroeder employ?
Well, of course, at hop picking time, why they used to come in from Altona and all around there, we'd have lots of them. The families would come. He had buildings there where they came and lived right there, you see, while they were picking hops. The wives and, I guess, the children. Mm-hmm. Of course, I wasn't there, you see, at the time, so I don't know too much about that.
Did you ever pick hops?
No.
No. Oh. Now, see, they were growing now towards Mountain View, beyond Lagoy's, on either side of the road.
Not on either side, I guess it was only on the left-hand side.
As you go up.
As you go towards Kempton from Dwayne. Was on the left-hand side, as far as I know, and then over at DeBar Pond itself, around there, they had them in there or somewhere.
And were there any hops between Dwayne and where your aunt lived, in what is now Francis Earl's house? No hops in there?
No, not that I know of in there, no. Mm-hmm.
But right around where Floyd Earl lives, there were hops.
No.
Right.
See, she can tell you more about that. See, I didn't live over DeBar Pond at that time, so I don't know too much about the hops. I lived in Dwayne Center at that time.
Since you taught not only at Dwayne, but other places, how did the students there compare with students elsewhere?
What do you mean?
Were they different in any way? Or
you mean from one place that I taught to another place?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, much. McCollum's and Dwayne, Whippleville.
They're all gone.
And out here east of Village. Yes, so. All, they were all about the same. Mm-hmm. Dwayne, I had some older ones that some of the classes there. They're older boys and girls.
Did they give you any trouble?
No, because their father and mother told them they didn't dare to. And, well, they were warned that, yes, there were some big boys and big girls that went to school.
Such as?
Oh, there was one, Delbert Haskins is one, and there was Jimmy Wilson that died just a little while ago down in Westville, and his sister, and let me see, well, I think, one, not the Lagoy, but, there was one or two other big boys.
Burr?
No, Burrs were gone. Mm-hmm. They were all gone by that time. No.
Do you remember anything about the Hooses, what kind of people they were? They've all disappeared now.
Yeah, they've all gone. They were nice. They were church-going people and well thought of.
Mm-hmm. What did they do to make their living?
Farmed. As far as I know, that was what they did.
Over on the, what is called the Briggs Road, the Studley Hill Road.
Yeah, up above. Mm-hmm. Up above Studley Hill.
Mm-hmm. Near the cemetery, mm-hmm. It's named after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, as I say, Vivian could tell you more of that, because she knew them better than I did.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, what do you remember about Hiram Haskins?
Just that it was Hiram and Mary Haskins, that's all I remember.
You remember one story about him in the wood?
Yes. That was all. Well, that I heard from what people told, yeah, not that I ever heard it.
Could you tell that?
Well, I told it once.
Yeah, it didn't get on the tape.
Oh, it wasn't on the tape?
No.
Oh, it was getting cold, wasn't it? He hadn't brought any wood, so Mary says, Hiram, if you don't bring in some wood, says, I'm going to bed. And he said, all right. He says, I'll go with you. So he wasn't going to bring in the wood.
That's a typical man.
What were he, do you remember his brothers, Jason and Charlie?
Just that I remember of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Old Charlie is the one we called Old Charlie, Sloan's father. I remember him better.
Yeah, he was not around that guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Charlie and what was his wife's name? Forgot.
Lodi or something like that.
That wasn't exactly it, but something like that. I knew them better because they lived up there later. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were there longer than what the others were. The others had died and gone or moved away. Yeah.
What kind of a man was he?
Oh, big, rough, talking, hard-working man.
Mm-hmm. Ever see any women up there smoke pipes?
I never did. No, I don't suppose I ever did.
What were the Trims like?
Well, I didn't know them. I knew of them, and I knew who they were and all. They were a good family, hard-working family, and good. Mm-hmm. They were down towards, Lake Titus Moore. He turned over there where they go on Red Tavern Road, is it there? They mm-hmm. lived down in there.
You remember the dance hall that Harmon Curtis or Herman Curtis had?
No, well, you don't mean the hotel part. You mean the one he had across the road from the hotel?
He had two, I guess, one in the hotel and one across the road.
Well, the first one he had across the road was a store that my father had, was moved over there.
Mm-hmm.
And that burned. And then he built up a kind of a log cabin or log building in there for a while. And I don't know whether that's still there now or gone.
Still there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was built afterwards. The first one was the store part of my father's house.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the dances they used to have?
No, not in there. I used to go to dances in the hotel.
Mm-hmm. What were they like?
Square dances.
Yeah. Who was the fiddler?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Yeah. They used to have hunters there, didn't they?
You mean the men that in the hall?
Come from the city.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, they had the square dances in there.
They also had a store in there at one time.
Yeah, that store.
Yeah. Who owned that? Herman Curtis.
Curtis's had that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Violet Haskins had the store and post office afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Were the dances pretty lively affairs?
Nothing more than just a good time. Something to eat and just a good time. I don't remember of any drinking or anything like that. I don't remember any of that.
What kind of food did your father have in his store?
I can't. Well, just, I suppose, canned stuff and like that. That's all I can remember. As I say, I was pretty young then.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have the Forester's meetings there in the store.
Forester's meetings?
Mm-hmm. That was when I was just a little girl.
Who were the Foresters?
It's an organization that's an independent order of Foresters.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. And they had lodge meetings, sort of.
Lodge meetings there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just remember them telling about it. That's all I remember, that is just telling about it because I was too young. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Harwood was the doctor who served Duane. Mm-hmm. You remember him?
Oh, yes. He set both of my arms. Both my arms out of joint, one summer and one the next. Yeah, he set those. Oh, yes, he used to. Dr. Maul up there.
What kind of a man was he? Did he have a good bedside manner, or was he sort of...
Well,
rough?
He was a little gruff at times, but he was pretty good. And he cured the people, too. Yeah, he was a little gruff. He used to scold and sputter, but...
What would he scold about?
Oh, about them doing things that they shouldn't do, I suppose, you know. And going outdoors when you tell them not to, and, you know, things like that. He'd scold about, you know, because they wouldn't mind him, you see.
Mm-hmm. In those days, did women leave the house very much?
Oh, yes, they used to go out, visiting, around. Oh, sure. Couldn't keep a woman in the house all the time, anyway.
Were the winters hard?
Well, they're pretty severe.
How did they plow the roads?
I don't know, when I was little, but afterwards they used to roll them. And then up my columns, they used to take a brass kettle, I think it was, and with the horses and make ruts like that. Mm-hmm. And they used to roll the roads. And I think they used to take a... sleds, wasn't it, and have something behind the sleds to plow, or something behind the sleds to plow them out.
Were the families up there large?
Oh, they were large enough. There was five in our family, and there was, most of the families had pretty good sized number of children.
Would you say most of the people were having a hard time getting along?
Well, they didn't have too much, but I guess they all got along very good.
Mm-hmm. Were there any family groups of families that didn't get along together, you know, had grudges against each other?
Not that I remember of. I was too little then to, mm-hmm. to know if they did.
By the time you were teaching there, was Duane going downhill?
Oh, yes, it was. Families had moved out and going away, and wasn't what it used to be.
About what time did it sort of disappear?
I couldn't tell you.
About 10 years after you, 20 years after you left?
Oh, I don't know. You see, I was gone from there for a good many years, so I wouldn't.